Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. The watermen of Tillman Island, population 854, had been harvesting perch, shad, oysters, herring, and rockfish for centuries when scientific fisheries management became a widely used tool for regulating the fish harvest in the United States. The idea is to manage annual harvests so aquatic species can be harvested in perpetuity. In the late 1970s, the rockfish population was in crisis, and Congress passed a law that imposed a moratorium on striped bass or rockfish. These days, the fish are at a more sustainable level, and rockfish are again being fished under rules about the kinds of nets that can be used, the size of the fish, total weight of each haul, and the times of year they can be fished. Journalist and documentary filmmaker Catherine Rents has been reporting for the Baltimore Sun about a multi-year, $500,000 rockfish poaching operation on the Eastern Shore. And she's with me here in the studio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila.
Start by telling us what the watermen on Tillman Island were doing that was illegal.
Several things. They were setting nets before the season opened. Secondly, they anchored their nets. So you're supposed to drift net, meaning watermen are supposed to stay with the nets. They were actually anchoring them and leaving them to be in the water for several days. Apart from that, they were falsifying documents to the state, to the check-in centers where they report the fish. So they were essentially underreporting what they were actually selling to fish markets in several different states. And lastly, what they were doing is selling it across state lines. The folks who were selling it, Michael Hayden, it was the one who was in charge of this, did not have a license to do so. So they were selling this fraudulently caught fish across state lines. And that is really what got them into big trouble, because that got the feds involved. That got the Fish and Wildlife Service involved. And
because that, it was an interstate.
It was interstate. And that meant instead of just getting a citation that would maybe be $100 or $200, that meant that they would get several thousands of dollars worth of fines, restitution, as well as prison time.
How did regulators discover this operation?
Well, it actually came from an anonymous text to a police officer. And this I just learned in the recent sentencing. The Natural Resources Police was out there in the bay, on the eastern part of the bay. They knew the rockfish season was about to start, and somebody gave them an anonymous text, hey, I think there is some illegal nets out there. Been out there for several days. So the officers go out to the Bloody Point Lighthouse, near the Bloody Point Lighthouse. They stick a stick down essentially into the water and they start feeling for nets. And sure enough, they came upon a net. Now, this is not unusual. The officers have been finding nets for years up and down the bay. So what this officer did was just, he saw where it was. He said, I'm going to do a stakeout. I want to catch whoever's doing this. I'm sick of finding all of these nets underwater.
So this was in February of 2011.
This was in February of 2011. And well, he actually found it at the end of January, January 31st. So February 1st, 2011, the season opens. Roy Rafter, Officer Roy Rafter with Maryland Department of Natural Resources, hides behind Bloody Point Lighthouse along with another officer waiting to see who pulls up the nets. Before sunrise, there were a few boats that came out, one headed straight for them. The watermen actually shone a spotlight on the officers. And the officers were trying to do this without being seen so they could catch somebody actually physically pulling up the net. Well, they were found out. So what happens is that the watermen leave, the officers leave. Sunrise comes, they go back to the nets. Both go back to the nets. So the police go back to the nets to confiscate the fish and see what they can do with it, because at this point they realize they're found out. The problem for them, though, is that Michael Hayden and Billy Ludnam, the two captains operating that rockfish boat that morning, came back and confronted DNR And according to the investigation, according to court documents, Michael Hayden really had it out with Roy Rafter and the others. He actually tried to lay another net on top of the nets that were already, you know, his illegal nets, so that the police couldn't pull them up. So he tried to impede their taking of the illegal nets.
On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass, speaking with journalist and documentary filmmaker Catherine Rentz about her recent reporting in the Baltimore Sun about rockfish over-harvesting by several watermen based on Tillman Island. When the Department of Natural Resources police actually pulled up the nets and counted, there were like 10 tons of rockfish in those nets, which right. was an incredibly huge haul. Correct?
It was an enormous amount of fish. It was more than Roy Rafter, the officer who's been a police for natural resources for the past 10 years. He's never seen anything like it. It was so heavy that when Officer Rafter tried to pull it up with his boat, he couldn't. His boat literally started sinking. And so he called for help. Another patrol boat came by, and then they finally had to get, you know, that still wasn't enough. So they had to get the icebreaker, a Maryland Department of Natural Resources icebreaker called the Widener. And so that came, and that's how they hauled up all of the fish.
Fast forward through some of your reporting. William Billy Ledlam and Michael Hayden have both pled guilty. They've both been sentenced to jail time, prison time. Mm-hmm. Ledlam to a year in prison, Hayden to 18 months. What's been the reaction in the Tillman fishing community to this case and to these sentences?
Well, it's interesting. When I went down there, I thought that locals would be upset, especially other watermen, because as a result of this case, local watermen had their quotas reduced significantly that season. So they lost money. But in fact, when I talked to a bunch of other watermen, they thought that really DNR and federal officials used too heavy of a hand on these guys. They thought it was an overreach of enforcement. And they were defensive of these guys. And one of the things that you realize whenever you go to Tillman Island is that they love so interdependently, way more so than the rest of us. I mean, just this past week with the ice, there were a couple of boats that were sinking because of ice, and they called out to other watermen to help them. I mean, they really depend upon each other for many things. And so they don't like to rat each other out. The other thing I learned is that one of the reasons why they were defensive of these guys is that many other people were allegedly doing the same thing. I had one waterman tell me he was setting nets the same time before season, the same way as Ledlam and Hayden. Several other watermen confirmed there were several other people, several other watermen doing the same thing that morning. And so they felt like these guys were taking a fall for a lot of other people.
I really appreciate your talking to us about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila.
Journalist and documentary filmmaker Catherine Rentz reports for the Baltimore Sun. We have links to her articles about rockfish poaching on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. More of this interview there, too. Maryland Morning is an original production
of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1856, the Maryland Agricultural College was chartered. It would go bankrupt within a decade, be revived by the state legislature, and develop into the University of Maryland College Park. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday.